Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. We're streaming on YouTube, man. Come check us out. Landfill's in the chat asking for song requests. People are worried that Jeff can't fall asleep anymore, but he's not on cam yet, so maybe he can get away with it.
Yeah.
Richard John said, did not have Jeff Walker, the B. Mitch and Finley Show boxing insider, moderating the chat in the office pool. And then Cody said, I cannot believe CK created another thing to distract JP during the show. So we're going to – it's a work in progress
here. It must be
here.
Beneficial.
It's going to be a work in progress here. Some news. Amon-Ra St. Brown just got paid, sir. Stud wideout for the Lions. The Lions are really building something out there. The Lions have drafted really well. Keep in mind, Washington just hired away their assistant general manager to be Adam Peters' assistant general manager here in Lance Newmark. Amon-Ra St. Brown got a four-year extension worth more than $120 million, which is
he deserved it.
Those are the fake numbers. The real numbers is probably two at 77. It's a lot of cash, man.
You say the fake numbers? Two at 77 is 38.5 a year.
That's the fully guaranteed.
38.5 a year.
Yeah. I'm saying whatever you hear the non-guaranteed number, that's not a real number.
Yeah, but I think nobody really cares. I mean, if think about it. If he were to play 2 years and then go to another team or stay at that team.
Sure.
He's going to make a bunch of that money. So, I mean, I know some of them are put out there to be whatever, but when it's a guy like him that produces.
I also think because it's an extension, it's a little – I don't think it's 38 a year. I'll try to crunch those numbers. But here's what I want to discuss. Jaden Daniels, for a while we've had to deal with all the silly stuff, and then his camp didn't necessarily help with the emoji heard around the world and various liked tweets, but we're damn near the finish line here.
Mm-hmm.
And does any of that matter? Are you in on Jaden, out on Jaden? If you wanted them to draft Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, has the stuff here mattered, or is this all just the pre-draft stuff that happens every year? I want to take the phone lines. Our guy DNC, who I don't think we've talked to in months, is on the line with apparently a hot take. DNC, what up, man?
Feeling good, feeling great, man. How y'all doing, man? Don't mind, I'm at the laundromat right now, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Hope y'all
I
doing
appreciate
well.
You calling you know. Us from the laundromat.
We're going to send you some clothes to wash.
Yeah, getting ready for my son's track meet today, man. So he been doing well at track, so getting ready for that. But my hot take is this, man. I've never really been high on really a lot of the quarterbacks. The one I really had a favorite, he's a late-round guy, Joe Milton. But I got a feeling, man, Jaden Daniels is going to go number one to the Bears, man. Everybody
wow.
feels like the ticket is punched, man. But I feel like Jaden's going number one, man. It's just something telling me. I think I'm going to put the bet in on FanDuel.
Let me tell you why that's not happening. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. Okay? You haven't heard of Chicago talking to Jaden Daniels, huh? or anybody else but Caleb. So when you're going to pick somebody number one, you're talking to those people the whole time. If you're not bringing people in, you're not going to just all of a sudden draft the guy number one.
That's why it's a hot take. I appreciate you guys, man.
DNC. It's good to hear from you, man. I don't think that's happening. Yo, since you're down there, what's your Drake May scouting report as our North Carolina correspondent?
I really think he's not what people say he is as far as compared to Josh Allen, because Josh Allen has a more physical game. But in regards to his passing traits, I think he's more accurate than some people lead him on to be. And I feel like, honestly, he has above par pocket presence, which will make him actually great quarterback. And I think he does need maybe a year to sit, or maybe just, you know, the right system or just the year to sit. And I think he's going to actually be a great quarterback in this league for real.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Good to hear from you. Drake May's footwork in the pocket reminds me of Scottie Scheffler on the tee. Like, it works for Scottie.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's unconventional. Maybe.
Yeah, but you're talking about two different sports.
But, dude, people say they want to clean it up. Like, what happens if you try to change it and then it doesn't work?
Well, the thing about it is not to try to change. It's trying to make him more efficient. You know, a lot of movement when you got to get ready to let that ball go can affect you in the pocket. But Scottie Scheffler, it works for him. Don't work for anybody else.
Sure. Kind of works for my boy John Bennett. Jaden is in Columbus now.
This is Jaden Daniels.
Is this Jaden Daniels? I figured he'd be in Detroit by now. Jaden, you there?
Jaden, you're up, brother.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. I think it should be Jaden Daniels. Yep, my name is also Jaden. But I think it's also fair. I think I have all my best friends, all my good friends, all Skins fans, I guess Commanders. I think the consensus, all my boys are in a big group chat. Looks like ownership, we get the two big decisions, head coach, now the quarterback. It looks like seems like the tendency so far, I know we're new owners, or they're new owners, is we tend to get to Q. Like, I listened to Pelissero the other day on a podcast, Tom Pelissero and Schefter. It's clear that there's a lot of hands in it. Pelissero was saying on a podcast that there's a lot of hands in the decision. Magic's a part of it. Josh Harris wants to have a say. Peters wants to have a say. Pelissero even alluded Kingsbury and Dan Quinn. You know, it just seems like a lot of things were trying to get a little too cute. Jaden Daniels had no idea, apparently, that there were going to be other quarterbacks there. But then the next day after the Top Golf visit, Peter says he already has a good idea who the quarterback's going to be. So why even maybe spook your number two pick if it's going to be Daniels? And obviously him and his agent didn't take it the right way. It just seems like we're trying to get a little too cute with some decisions, in my opinion, where if you already knew the day after Top Golf who our quarterback was going to be, why invite three other quarterbacks there? You really think interactions and seven irons were going to change? I don't know. Just see, and Pelissero and Schefter both said teams do this, but they've never heard of it being done with quarterbacks.
But see, that's the major problem that I have. Everyone always want to separate the quarterbacks, and then when a quarterback acts like a diva, you want to get mad at them. They should put their asses with the rest of the players. They should do the same thing to them they do with everybody else.
Here's my thing. I don't care about if he's a diva. I want him to be good. Aaron Rodgers is a diva. The Packers didn't care. They won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I could care less if Daniels is a diva. I want him to be good. If he wins MVP,
But you didn't want him to go to Top Golf. You act like that. You think that wrong.
I wanted him to go, but Pelissero and Schefter said that hasn't been done with quarterbacks.
Pelissero and Schefter, what Pelissero and Schefter do, and I respect both of those guys. None of them sit inside a building where their decision is going to get their asses fired.
But it's just
fair.
They make comments, okay? But these other people have to make a comment and also make it work. That's the difference between
Daniels
them.
And his camp felt some type of way.
Well, and guess what? Everybody, it's been quarterbacks that come and did not like something. Aaron Rodgers didn't like sitting behind Brett Favre. Look how good he is now. Who cares? They got to get over themselves sometime and do what everybody else do. Find a way.
I get you. I just think with the two biggest decisions, with the head coach and now the court, it just seems like it's a little cute.
How did they get too cute with the head coach?
Well, everyone and their mom thought it was.
It doesn't make a difference. About who,
I think it doesn't make a difference who people think. Was Ben Johnson pulling out at the kind of the last minute. Agree. They were on a plane to Detroit to talk to him.
But you don't think the head coaching thing was a little wonky? You don't think it was a little
It was a little wonky. Little that's fair. I agree
was
with that.
Was it wonky before? Saying. Was it wonky before? It was wonky once he decided that he was going to pull himself out of it.
That's a great question,
it wasn't wonky before. So, I mean, come on, dog. We got to stop trying to sit up here and judge them based off of what happened prior.
My last point was before Top Golf, you never heard anything about Daniels, really wanted to go here. Drake May and JJ haven't said anything. The only guy who is slotted to go to us is Jaden Daniels. And
that's
all
not
of a sudden,
true.
After this top,
it's been three people in the last 3 months. It's been three different people at three different times.
And what was the point of the Russini tweet today? She even doubles
Do
down.
Do you think
She's
we
cool
care what
us.
The point of the Russini tweet is?
I also think you got to consider the Russini tweet today could certainly be coming from other teams that are like, if I had to guess, I'm gonna call this a very educated guess. The Commander's brass have had conversations with Daniels and Daniels' representatives, and everything is pretty much cool now. But other teams are still pointing out, yeah, he actually wants to be here. Like, I don't think much of it matters. I'm with you on the wonkiness of the coaching search to a degree. I think Ben Johnson pulling out is what made that look really sideways. I think this process, I mean, Drake May came out and said how much he enjoyed it. Now, maybe Jaden didn't enjoy it, but maybe Jaden's not a golfer. Who the hell knows?
I got you. I just think with the two biggest decisions we've had so far, it's clear to say they both have not been smooth. Both haven't been smooth.
I don't think it's fair to say that about this yet.
A lot of decisions prior to this, I saw staff coming in be very damn smooth. And none of that stuff worked. I almost said the wrong word. None of that stuff worked
once the
season started. I'd rather it be a little clunky now and be smooth later.
The last two times they've had the number two pick, go back, what would that be, 12 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew it was Robert as soon as they traded up. The whole world knew it was Robert. They were probably selling jerseys, right? It was only four years ago now, that everybody knew it was Chase Young. And those processes were super smooth. There was never a question. Both players understood. Everybody understood everything. And neither of those work. There's not a definitive answer to figuring. Dude, I mean, hell. We talked about this.
One was offensive rookie of the year. One was defensive rookie of the year before they got hurt. I mean, I agree they failed. It did. 100%.
They failed.
Saying,
all right, but hold on.
I agree.
Jake, with the Jets, everybody on earth knew it was Zach Wilson. There was never a debate. How'd that one end up? Like, there's no right way. We got to let some other callers on.
Hi, Jay.
It's a good call. Thank you.
Yep. B. Mitch, Finley, and Bate and Jaden show.
I mean, I think the coaching conversation, there's some reality there.
Where's the reality, though, Jay? They went out and they were trying to hire somebody. The dude backed out. You can't blame them for him backing out.
Yes, I agree with that. But it was also just a different process that went different directions.
I'm saying it went different directions because if a guy I'm trying to go after, I'm not going to go, I'd rather stay here. Am I supposed to chase him or move on? And they moved on. So I think they made professional decisions. But
there's plenty of suggestions that they then tried to get McDonald, who was like, nah, man, I'm too far down the road with Seattle.
But it wasn't a seamless process.
They
changed their direction to go after somebody else who has something going on. Fine. But you went and you got somebody that seems to be as influential as any. But we still stuck on a coaching decision? I think we moved past that crap. I think they got the right decision.
When they got Peters, it was so locked in and so fast and so impressive that's how we thought all the operations would run.
But see, I didn't think that. I just think you end up getting Peters, and then all of a sudden you allow that guy to go out and make the decisions. Everything is not going to work smooth.
I think the draft stuff, the speed bumps, if you will, of the draft stuff have largely been driven by the lack of real information, right? Like, the draft cycle is just wacky no matter what. I bet in Chicago there are people that still don't think it's Caleb or that Caleb doesn't want to come to Chicago. Like, this stuff's just – I mean, think about if you're Drake versus JJ and the ups and downs. Think about New England right now with the number three pick. Nobody knows what's going to happen there. Some of this is draft-related, not Washington-related.
That's the main thing right there. We all – nobody knows. And to absolutely lose our minds over every little comment that's made, that shows how stupid we all are. Because my ultimate thing is once they draft somebody, then I really give a damn about how they get that person and make that person get to the height of what they should be. Me changing my mind based off of every comment that's made shows me being a stupid person.
I think it's a reactionary process where people kind of flip
out. A lot of people
out.
React. A lot of people don't react. But you know what? At the end, if you react at everything that goes on, then where are you? When is the person ever showing what they truly believe in and what they stuck with? Because everybody's comments should not influence you.
But that what matters here, fans should ride the roller coaster. Who cares? Live and die by Twitter. What matters is Peters. And by and large, his comments have stayed
so
the exact same.
Everybody that makes a comment should not be given that glory or that glamour of them being a person that's make you change differently. I don't buy everybody's stuff. I know. Listen, I said every year, this is lying season. So I take most things as a lie coming out. And we seem to change our direction every time someone says something. I can give a damn about everything that everybody says because you know what? We ain't going to know till tomorrow anyway. And then if we've been talking about one way and it's another way, got to change course anyway.
Let's take another call here. Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, what up, man?
All right. Man, I cannot wait till tomorrow night when this is all over. You're right, Brian. I don't know why people listen to all this noise. People, you don't know who put that out. I haven't heard, well, if you can show me, JP, because you talk about a video or audio that Jaden says, I do not want to be a Commander. If you can show me that, then I'll have some concern. Otherwise, it could be anybody putting that out. It could be another team that wants Jaden. I'll be so glad when this is over. We're going to pick Jaden number two because he's the best player out there. And everybody's concerned about his weight. You know, he's the same size as Lamar Jackson, the same size. And we have the number one top training facility that if we can put some muscle on him, I think we'll have Lamar Jackson number two.
Dude,
what do you guys think?
I appreciate the call, Zeke. Thanks, buddy. I don't like the Lamar comps, honestly, and I don't for two different reasons. One, I think Jaden's a way better passer at this stage of his career than Lamar was coming out of Louisville. Like, if you're not comparing them to who they are now, but just who Lamar was coming into the draft versus who Jaden is coming into the draft, I just think they're different players, and I don't think really. Anybody?
But he gonna get unless I'm gonna call spade spade. The only reason that people gonna keep comparing to Lamar is because they're both black. Let's be obvious about it. If Lamar was a white dude and ran like he did, nobody would compare him to it. So that's the only reason. Because another way, like I say, lazy comparisons.
I also think nobody can run like Lamar. Like Lamar is a stop, start, make you miss type guy. Jaden's not like that. There's a reason. Dude, Lamar never took big hits because nobody could touch him. Jaden takes big hits because he's more of a glider. He's not a straight line runner like Robert was, but he's more of a glider that kind of weaves his way through traffic. But he's not, I mean, the stop, start, cutting ability of Lamar is more in line with like Barry Sanders than it is like another running back. I think the comps I like, I've said it repeatedly, are like Deshaun Watson or going way back to Randall Cunningham. I don't think the Lamar comps are fair. More importantly, though, this is what I think we're all missing with Jaden. And, yeah, he takes some hits and he's skinny. I get all that. But a lot of quarterbacks take hits. You could
Lamar gets hurt, and he stops starts. I'll say this. If he hear anything from this town, be the best Jaden you can be. To hell with all the comparisons. You don't have to be none of those other people.
But, dude, what is totally lost, B, Jaden Daniels completed 73% of his passes this past year.
If not
at
lost,
LSU.
Don't be Mitch.
Do you know what Lamar was – the year Lamar won the Heisman at Louisville, do you know what his completion percentage was?
What?
59%. Like, Jaden is coming into the league as a passer.
Yeah.
He's a passer.
See, no one wants to give him that credit. A lot of the people that are naysayers about Jaden – they look at him as if he's just a running quarterback.
He's not.
And that's been the problem, too. This guy is a damn passer who happens to be exceptionally at running the ball as well. And you got to learn to give that respect. We got to get past all of the old school mindsets of judging a guy just because he got color, got melatonin in his skin, but he could run and throw the ball. Oh, he's a running quarterback. No, he's a passer who happens to have extra athleticism. And as I told Donovan McNabb, I'll tell Lamar, I will tell Jaden Daniels as well. If you got something in front of you and you can run it and get it, and you throw it and it's a pickoff or an incompletion, you need to get your ass whipped. Point blank. You have something that every quarterback wish they had. Utilize it when you can.
Now, I wouldn't mind if he takes fewer big hits. We'll keep the phone lines open when we return.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, a series of announcements to get us going here. In 50 minutes, we're going to give away Caps Game 4 tickets. That's right, giving them away. Caps Rangers Game 4 Sunday, 8 o'clock at Cap One Arena. Got to tell you, somebody's going to go to that game and cover it. Would have loved a 3 o'clock start, but not up to me, B.
On the Friday?
No, Friday's 7 o'clock. Sunday, I'm saying.
What time is the game?
8.
And you wanted to be at 3?
I'd love a day game.
You got a night game.
Sundays are usually day games. That's all I'm saying. Also, we're streaming on YouTube. Check it out. The 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch me and Brian. Eventually, we'll get Aquarium Cam, maybe we'll call it. To get Jeff and Landfill on. I can't speak to when that will happen, but someday, boy can dream. Tomorrow, B. Mitch is going to be live in Detroit at the draft. I'm going to be live at D.C. City Smokehouse along with special guest Doc Walker. D.C. City Smokehouse is located at 203 Florida Ave, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Every day, D-City fires up the great smoked meats classics and their signature Mac and Jack cheese.
Mac and Jack.
Mac and Jack, baby. Sounds like something Jeff did in college. D-City has great brews on draft and bottles along with a full bar to go with your half smoke or D-City pit smoked wings. Do I pronounce this D.C. City or D-City? Can I get an explanation on that? Let's find that out.
Is it D.C., then City, or is it D-City?
It looks D-City.
Yeah, so it's D-City.
All right, D-City it is. We'll be there tomorrow. Me and Doc B will be in Detroit. We're going to keep
you. Yeah, I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is that where you guys are going?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Tap.
Yeah. Oh, at MGM. Yeah, I saw that. That's where you guys are doing the podcast tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think Grant and Danny are going to be at Dudley's. I'm going to be in Ashburn. I also read something that I found pretty damn amazing. I'm a Amon-Ra St. Brown mark. I just like him. I like his nastiness as a wideout. Siciliano just tweeted this out. Apparently, Amon-Ra St. Brown took the SATs in three languages. Took the SAT in English, French, and German. Mm-hmm. English and French, I could kind of get, but German is very distinct. That's pretty freaking impressive.
He grew up speaking a different language.
I don't know. I'm impressed. I like that guy. All right, we'll keep the phone lines going here. Also important to to find out. I'm working on getting like good, clean audio of this. Jaden Daniels.
What did he score? So you tell me getting it in different languages mean nothing if he scored bad.
I don't know. I assume it was good.
That's just a question that you throw out there. Could have taken me 8 languages if he were all failing scores. Who gives a damn?
I'm reading this from Fortier, who's in Detroit. Jaden Daniels, I guess, had immediate availability. A reporter asked Daniels, there's speculation you may not want to go to Washington. Do you want to just squash that? Daniels replied, I'm blessed to go wherever I'm called. Whoever calls my phone when the commissioner gets up and says my name, I'll be blessed, and they're going to get my all. Reporter later clarifies, would you be okay being drafted by Washington? Yeah, 100%. We done here? Jeff, we done?
I'm done with it.
B's been done.
I mean, the next time somebody else read it, can we just not hear it?
Exactly. I've been done with it.
We don't have to read everything that people ask and say.
Well, this is the first time he has addressed it, and perhaps maybe he hasn't needed to.
He addressed it on, what you call him, show the other night.
Well,
he said the exact same thing he just said there.
Because Ocho just talked about the receivers, and he was like, yeah, those are good receivers.
No.
This is he said
about being blessed to go anywhere that he's picked in that same show.
Yeah, you're right, but not specific. This was, he was asked about Washington, and he said, I'm good.
We got to stop trying to look for exactly how we want it.
He shouldn't have to do that.
He addressed that directly then. The dude said, I will be happy and blessed to go anywhere that picks me, and I will give them my best. Same words he just used just there.
I agree. Also, major show announcement here. Rooster is joining us at 12:45. We definitely, if this streaming thing's going to work, we need a Rooster cam. In fact, we should probably go full Truman Show.
He can have this seat right here.
When do you have to leave?
Huh?
When do you have to leave? I don't need.
When I leave, when I'm gone.
That I don't need that much Rooster in my life. He needs a camera in the aquarium.
I had him for a whole hour. At the Green Turtle.
I got this in the chat. From Bilal Nas, he said, JP, not going to lie, when I first heard this show, I couldn't really stand you, but I realized this is actually who you are. So thanks, Bilal. I don't really know what to make of that. He goes on to say that he loves the show and is really excited. So I'll give him that. Al is in Hyattsville.
I didn't stand you when I first met you. I'm joking.
Feelings mutual. Al, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
And not much. Hey, yo, first and foremost, B. Mitch, you're my man. I remember going up down the street from RFK and actually met you when I was maybe 9 or 10. We were on bikes and you were just hanging around and you gave me dap, and I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
Brother.
Hey, yo, so here's my thing right now, and this is what's killing me. I want our fan base to stop smoking crack right now. Just stop, leave it alone. And stop buying into the crap.
Put down the pipe.
Just put it down. Because here's the thing that everybody fails. All of us have jobs. Hopefully we're working. At least hopefully we're working. And candidates can say whatever they want to say about, working for a X company or Y company. But guess what? When they get that job offer, all that crap they may have talked about that company goes away.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're now getting paid. They are professionals. This is what we're looking at right here now. This is a professional thing. Yes, I might want to work for Apple. Yes, I might want to work for Microsoft. But guess what? I don't work for either of them. I work for this company, and I'm going to do my best job here right now because that's where I work.
Yep.
So all of this crap about him wanting to play for Daniels, yes, of course you have affinity for people you know. There's a teacher that you know, that you have affinity for. There's a particular job that you have an affinity for because you work there and you know the people there. That's common.
Al, it's a good call, bro, but you just entered like a windmill or something. It was a good call because I agree with him, man.
He's right, though. I mean, it's like, listen, man, I understand the excuse that this is the way the world is today. Not necessarily. Because I would love to see if people really, if you will follow every, I think a lot of times I see people changing their whole course when they know more than what the person just stated on social media. You don't have to react to everything that's said out there.
Yeah, a lot of this is craziness, nonsense. And listen, maybe there was some, maybe there was a period of time where Daniels and his representatives really wanted the Raiders. And, dude, we can go back and play it. I interviewed Antonio Pierce in Orlando back in March, and he was very clear how much he wanted Jaden Daniels in Vegas. Maybe there was a period of time where they were hopeful that there was some sort of trade that could be worked out. Yeah. I don't know. This is speculative, right? But maybe that happened, and they were kind of holding on to some theory or some thought or whatever. But that period of time has clearly waned. Like, sure seems you don't want to lock yourself into something because this group has proven they can surprise you, right? Mm-hmm. The Dan Quinn hire, I think, kind of proved that. But it sure seems like Jaden's the guy, and it sure seems like Jaden's cool with coming here. And no matter what, if you're talking about a guy with that athletic profile, the stuff he's had to overcome leaving Arizona State, that Arizona State situation seems like it was an absolute mess. Come to LSU, have the balls to follow up Joe Burrow and the immense success they had, and then to deliver on it.
Go to a coach that's very, very tough.
He's a hard ass.
And play in a conference that's super tough for a fan base that expects the world. And he went through it smoothly. So, I mean, but the ultimate thing is, let's find it. Listen, if they could get rid of most of the social media sites, I'd be happy as hell.
I think they're only getting rid of TikTok.
Okay, well, get rid of that one, get rid of some more of them, because, you know, people need to get back to the world and start knowing and just reacting off of things you see instead of everybody what somebody says. We make people be, like, bigger than life just because they say something. Oh, Lord, he said something else yesterday. Then he comes back today and go opposite of it, and we jump.
Well, what I've said repeatedly is in the void of real information, reported information becomes real. And so much of this, outside of the emoji and the liked tweets, which I don't even know that I want to go down the liked tweets path, but like that was something somewhat real.
And most of these things that have popped up, Jay, got some smell to it. It's a bunch of.
The emoji was real. The emoji happened.
He put emoji out there, and does anybody know what the emoji meant? No. But we had 700 million damn meanings of what it was.
The emoji heard around the world. Now the mouth heard around the world. Chris Russell joins us next. Plus, we're giving away Caps tickets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch the route and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to 3 Rood 18 SEER inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable, whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It ain't right.
Surprise! We're streaming, apparently. We found this out about 6 minutes before it started happening. People right, are watching, though. And listen, if you've heard me and B talk about the Prison Cell Studio from which we operate.
Now you see what we're talking about.
B, listen to this. My man Josh Pratt says, their studio looks terrible, LOL. Jason Clark said, LOL, agree, Josh. It looks like an abandoned building.
See, why do you think I don't like this type of stuff?
James King.
Because you give a bunch of idiots some damn way to talk.
I think they're just telling the truth. James King said they could be broadcasting from a dumpster. They drop knowledge every day. That's all I know.
There you go, James.
Tay
says, hell with those other two dudes that's complaining.
Just know JP wasn't joking about the studio. For once, I'm telling the truth.
You finally get right on something.
Now, in just a minute, we're going to welcome somebody in that has a much better studio than we do. But before we do that, we're going to give away some Caps tickets. I know you all have been waiting. Game 4, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, caller number 10. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You'll win a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, home game 2, game 4 in the series, 8 o'clock, Sunday, April 28th at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Now, everybody on the stream chat is making fun of our studio. Chris Russell's a really big deal, okay? The Rooster.
His studio is better than ours.
The Rooster has a significantly better studio than the prison cell with which we operate from, and Chris is kind enough to make some time for us. Hello, Roost.
Good afternoon, boys. I would say that's the end of what I'm better at and what I have better than the both of you, period. I do have the better studio. I don't have anything else better than the two of you.
Kind of a big deal, Landfill. Better studio.
JP, that comes in our next time we negotiate. Yeah, we got the studio.
I would say I would say you should do that. You should say, I'm Brian Mother.
Nah, I don't use it like that.
I would.
Unless I have to. If you ever hear me saying it, I mean damn business.
There you go. You could be in a 1580 studio, which is where they run the Nationals broadcast out of. I mean, that, first of all, it's a sauna in there. And two, it's about one-tenth of the size of what you guys have. Yeah, where Vic.
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, you can do that.
I think if they're going to be putting this terrible studio on the internet every day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could spend $500 to make it look better, or some enterprising contractor could probably get a spot. Like, I feel like this is a pretty easy fix.
Well, now that we're Odyssey Sports instead of just Odyssey, maybe that's the ticket. We're ramping things up. We're going to spend big budget, like Home and Garden, and we're going to have some plants behind you guys.
Let me also say this.
Hey, somebody wake up Roosie's drinking.
I think he's drunk.
Not yet.
You've
not
been chugging
yet.
Heineken in your
not
car
yet.
Again,
I got
Rooster?
Some Scotty's vodka atta waiting boy. For me at
oh,
home tonight.
Boy. Atta boy. Roostizzle, how ready are you for the draft to get here and just be over?
The only thing that I am not ready for is the built-in storylines and what we're going to talk about after the initial thrust of the draft wears off, like mid-next week. We need stuff like that to kind of electrify the audience and to get people to care and to get people kind of interested and buzzing. So that's the only part that that sucks that goes away. Everything else can go away. I don't care about any of it. We have a job to do. Our job is to inform, entertain, whatever, talk to the fans, talk about what is out there. All of it sucks. All of it is confusing. All of it is misleading. I have no idea exactly what they're going to do tomorrow night. I wish I did. If I was a better, personality reporter, whatever the hell I am, maybe I'd have more of a clue. I can only guess. But, I'm waiting for it all to go away, with the exception of our content goes from like way up here to like kind of down here, especially if the Caps get eliminated.
How about once the draft happens, let's start talking about the next step.
The guys they drafted.
Let's develop these dudes.
Roost, can I ask just a quick question of Professor Landini? Landfill, did the Roosters somehow make a draft question about him and his ability to generate content? Did I hear that correctly?
You did, yeah.
Okay, thank you for clearing
that up. I did not make it about me. I said us, we as team, as talk show hosts, as personalities, we got to fill the air every day. Not just about me. Not just about me. Nothing's just about me.
I'll just read comments from the chat. That's my new go-to segment.
I've heard that. I heard you're majoring in it. I mean, I was listening to one whole segment. I was like, man, this is a tool JP did not need.
It's not. Well, it's also, this just happened, so we're getting used to it. There's an acclimation period.
You look good on TV, though. I'm watching you. I'm seeing you guys, and then I get to look to my right, and I see you in person through a window. And
people are
very, very impressive. As Chad Duke says, I make it all about myself. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. What happened to that guy?
Want to hear? People want to see the poster that's hanging over my head, which is the Prince and the New Revolution poster. Now, Jeff, should we bring back the old?
I don't think you should ever
took
it out.
Porn store expo you went to poster?
Yes, I think we should have left that up there. Yeah. It's an adult studio.
That's an adult poster.
JP wanted to leave it up. That's why he bought it up.
Maybe we.
I wanted to leave it up. When y'all talking about something old, take it out. It maybe popped up on the camera. I didn't think no damn camera was going to be
in there. It's still over there, right? Let's get it back, Landfill. Let's see. Beavis might do it right now.
It's over there.
Roost, is it Jaden?
Yeah, I think so. That's the most likely scenario. I still would love to be shocked, surprised, I guess. I shouldn't say shocked. Surprised and hear Drake May. I think there's a more than decent chance, though, it could be J.J. McCarthy. So I'll touch on all three of those guys. I think it'll be Jaden. That's the most likely scenario. I've had that and stuck by that for, you know, a while. Just so is everybody, obviously. And
I also,
and,
like, you're not going out on a limb.
No.
He's the second best prospect.
No, I see. I disagree with that. I do.
Because I'm an idiot.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I mean, like, he's the most electrifying. Yes. He's the most electrifying. He's the most exciting. He's the guy that's going to sell the most tickets. He's the guy that's going to sell the most jerseys, Commanders jerseys that they can't sell. He's the guy that's going to wake up this fan base. I don't know how great he's going to be on the next level on a consistent basis.
What's your concern?
Couple. Obviously, the car crash thing, everybody knows about, the body frame, all that, that's been talked into the ground. I mean, he admitted it in an interview. I take too many car crashes, right? So that worries me that it's good that he knows that. Worries me that he hasn't, at least the last time we saw him in a competitive environment, hadn't been able to fix that. So hopefully he will. The bigger thing, I don't know how great he is over the middle of the field. In terms of accuracy, zip, like he wasn't forced into a lot of those situations at LSU. He wasn't forced into a lot of 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 type situations. And maybe he won't in the NFL because he's so good on 1st and 2nd down and because he's so good at making plays with his legs. But like, I think Drake May gets overlooked from a making plays with his legs type of thing as well. Not only downhill scrambling, eluding sacks, pressure, what have you, and trying to make something out of nothing. But I think by design, I was really impressed by Drake May and how they used him at Carolina, rollouts, keeping his eyes up. Now, his footwork, obviously, still a thing, and mechanics, whenever you're rolling out of the pocket, this was always my thing, like, oh, like, roll out, you know, Taylor Heinicke, roll out Robert Griffin. You know, you guys know this. It's not easy to roll a quarterback out, even by design, and have them keep their eyes up, their hips turned, their feet in the right position, all that, all the mechanical stuff. But I think Drake May can get there.
Hips
so I just
recently.
Slightly like him a little bit more than Jaden Daniels.
I'm an annoying, loud voice.
This is true.
I like Drake a lot. I think he's a really good prospect. I think it's more of a dice roll than Jaden. And I think there's a misguided narrative that somehow Jaden is the safer pick. I think Jaden could also be an all-pro player for people are like, oh, well, he's got the higher floor. I understand that. But Drake could become – I think we're underselling what Jaden can become. I think he steps in and is good right away. I think the way he gets through his progressions, you're right, there's not a lot over the middle of the field. I get that. But they also ran a lot from the hashes and outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the hardest throws to anticipate and to make.
Sure.
And like, those are pro throws. Like, those slot fades to the opposite hash.
Yeah.
And remember how much wider the field is in college. Like, my thing with Jaden that I think has really misinformed the conversation, does he take too many of the car crash hits? Yes. Is his frame a little slight? Yes. But he's a pocket passer. Like, he is a passer first.
I agree with you what you said on I was on my way in. You know, like, the comparison to Lamar Jackson, he is way better as a pocket passer than Lamar was coming out of Louisville. Like, Lamar just, I think, finally hit his stride as a pocket passer this year. Really hit his stride. I don't think it's going to take Jaden Daniels 5 years to do that. I worry a little bit about the zip.
I think he comes in as a really good pocket passer.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I think he comes in as a way better pocket passer than Drake.
Yes, right now. But Drake has 2 years less experience.
But
so,
I can't understand. We say right now, what if Jaden, who's already ahead of him, keeps getting better?
That's a possibility.
So, I don't get how we could automatically assume that Drake is, just like people like Jaden have failed and had mistakes and got injured. People like Drake have never reached their potential.
That's true.
So I don't know how we can assume that he's going to automatically get there.
I'm not assuming that he's going to get there. I would just say this. I think the ceiling is higher for Drake May, but whether he gets there or not is totally an unknown. It's ever so slight that I like Drake May just a little bit over Jaden Daniels. That's it.
Bruce, what are you doing for the draft tomorrow?
How can I make it about me?
I ask that all the time.
I know you
I'm going to be
jobs.
At Command Land doing nothing, just monitoring the draft and eating free food, which is a go-to for me. And actually, I'll be on, I guess, the station from time to time or something. I don't know. Maybe late night.
All right, you really sold that. I mean, yeah. People are really going to want to tune in.
Nobody really wants to hear any more from me than they already do.
All right, we got to get... You have a show to get to.
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Which I guess you're really going to test if people want to hear more from you. When we come back, we got Denton Day, who apparently dominates the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We're going to get to the bottom of that, and we're going to see if he cares at all about the Jaden Daniels stuff about not wanting to come here is over. He said he wants to come here. You stay here.
Hey, it's your boy, B-Bitch here. The wait is over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel is Sportsbook's official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old or present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.